I grew up in Virginia, in the wonderful state of Virginia. And the thing, especially growing up in the East Coast, one of the things I really miss were the Tom Carvel ice cream ads that were on TV. You know what I'm talking about? Tom Carvel was the greatest commercial pitch man ever. He was amazing. He was this guy, and he had these 12 ratty-ass ice cream stores up and down the East Coast. And he insisted on doing his own voiceovers for his ads. And therein lay the tragedy, because this guy had a voice that sounded like Tom Waits gargling hot asphalt. It just instantly turned your spine to glass and your shoulders would hunch. And you just, oh God, turn that off. It was amazing listening to him too.
He goes, hi, this is Tom Carvel. Carvel Ice Cream Stores. Just in time for Father's Day, we have Fudgy the Whale. That's right, Fudgy the Whale. It's a big six-layer ice cream cake. And we'll put your dad's name on it. Frosting will write, you're a whale of a dad on it, and a frosting color of your choice. And a participating Carvel ice cream store near you. Also, from outer space, we have Cookie Puss. That's right, Cookie Puss. It's a big chocolatey outer space alien, and he's not going to probe your rectum like the aliens in Whitley Strieber's Communion. So it's safe to come on in and pick up a big old Cookie Puss any holiday of the year.
And you could not cut those cakes with a fucking lightsaber. Your dad would dislocate his shoulder, these ice cream cakes. Ah, you bastards! Bullet stopping goodness from Tom Carvel for the most obscure holidays on the calendar.
If only Lee Harvey Oswald had been carrying one of our ice cream cakes when they transferred him from that prison in Dallas, he'd be alive to tell us to pull the trigger on JFK today. So pick up our new lime-flavored grassy knoll ice cream cake. That's right. It's a big grassy knoll ice cream cake. Then we've got little licorice CIA men pulling the trigger on JFK as he rides by in a March Pan limousine. And just in time for the Timothy McVeigh verdict, we have our sixth flavor ice cream rubble mess. That's right. It's a big pile of ice cream rubble, and there's little gummy bear survivors inside you can dig out with a plastic spoon.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I love that hesitation. The hesitation! Yeah. You know, the other thing I really like about growing up in the East Coast were the two guys on TV that would teach you how to paint. Remember those guys? There were two guys. There was that one big, tall, hippie guy with, like, the frizzy hair, Bob Ross, and he was, like, really mellow. He would just sit there and going, all right, we'll just paint some nice, happy little trees right there, man, and put them next to a happy little mound. Why don't you do that? Oh, yeah, nice, happy. He was like a human quaalude. If you had to go to sleep at night and he was on, oh, man, bocce balls, you're going to be asleep in 10 minutes. Then there was the opposite. There was the anti-Bob Ross. Remember that guy? That little squat German guy with that white hair, and he was really intense. He was like Klaus Kinski on crank. Just so wound up and angry at him. The almighty brush that you wield, the power of God, is flowing. You will paint! You know, and he, like, Bob Ross had 8 or 9 little different sized brushes that he would use, but this guy had one brush that was wide enough to paint a barn with, man. He could do anything with it. He would go, and now we paint the Douglas fir tree. Bam! Perfect fir tree right there with the fucking trunk already in it, branches. It was already shaded. It was terrifying. I wield the wand of Odin! And Bob Ross was really focused on you learning to paint. He wanted you to come away with a painting lesson. But William Alexander, if you learned to paint, that was incidental to him ranting about his enemies list and people that had done him wrong and this vengeance he was going to call down from Valhalla. And then as an afterthought, you would get the painting tip, which was amazing. You know, because it would just like come to him. He'd go, when I began, they told me that my method was wrong. I knew God was on my side. When I paint, my mind goes away. When I fall into a coma of blackness, when I pull myself out of the dusk latitudes of my failed life, the blood and pain has splattered onto the canvas. I am afforded a brief flickering moment of happiness. And put the, oh, use the light brown there, mit the mountainside on there, on that, on there. My third wife was a bitch. then the change of life slam into her like a subway train, and the vagina fall out of her skirt. She step on it, meant the golf cleat, and said, "You put the poison in me." I shave her back, meant the rusty tuna can lid. The skin come like sheets of papyrus that I write my divorce sentiment on in blood.
Oh, use the light blue there, mid the little stream there. Folks, that's it. I'm Pat Nozzle. Thank you. Good night. Thanks a lot. Thanks for coming out. Good night. Thank you.